Time it is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. That's right! Because we let it all hang loose during the Dark 30 hour in the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor, with investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop, the only person you should trust if you are interested in coins, precious metals. That number again there for Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And let me also remind you, this show is brought to you in large part by SunshineSimple.com. That is the solar generator for the home that my team and I created. I actually just wanted one for myself, and it turns out everybody else wants one too. And so we've sold them all over the country. And SunshineSimple.com has a video there that explains what it's about, demonstrates everything. I hope you'll check it out. And also always participate in our live chat if you're online at SpeakingOfStrange.com. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Here's something else. Since I'm throwing out all these .coms, you know, we went to Yeva's big Halloween party back at Halloween time. And I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before. If not, I'll mention it one more time. My personal website, joshuapwarren.com, is always updating content. And I have a photo there now at joshuapwarren.com of one of the spookiest things I've seen in a long time. When I arrived at Yeva's party, I was greeted by a life-size Robert the Doll. Robert the Haunted Doll. You guys saw him. Actually, you know what? You missed the party, didn't you, Shelley? That's right. You didn't make it this year.
No.
Have you seen the picture of me with Robert the Doll?
No, I haven't.
Yes, and I won't use any names here, but I was told something freaky awaited me, and yeah, it was freaky. A grown man. I've never seen a man dressed as Robert the Doll before. And he even had his eyelids blacked out so that, like, he would close his eyes when you're taking the picture so it looked like just black holes. Spooky, spooky stuff. And if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know Robert the Doll is the haunted little doll there in Key West. I did a big story on him last year. So anyway, soon we're going to be talking to Commander Y. We'll do that a little bit later this hour. And Commander Y, you never know where Commander Y is going to go. It can take any direction, and apparently he has something important he's going to deliver to us from Area 69, one of the most clandestine areas known to man. And but there's so much news, weird stuff. You know, I was just showing you this pile of news, Shelley. I don't think we can get through all this, but I think it's just going to accelerate more and more as we get into 2012 and beyond. Let's begin in Virginia. And, you know, again, we always talk about Florida, so it's kind of nice to see, you know, the virus is spreading everywhere. In Virginia, a man is in trouble right now, 40 years old. He has been busted for filming or videotaping a woman in his bathroom. And you always hear these stories, and you're like, oh, man, you know, what kind of scumbag is doing this sort of thing? You know, secretly videotaping a woman in the bathroom. Apparently, he was using his cell phone to make the video. It seems like that, according to the story here at thesmokinggun.com, that this fella had a hole located in the wall between his garage and bathroom. So that's how he was spending his spare time. And you're wondering, well, who are these women in his bathroom, in his house? Well, his wife found his cell phone and started looking through it, and she discovered this video of a woman in there using the bathroom, and it said she was immediately able to identify the woman. It was her 57-year-old mother. The guy was recording his mother-in-law in the bathroom.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun. That's pretty nasty. I mean, put yourself in the wife's position, you know, and first off, you're horrified to find that your husband is doing this sort of thing, and then it's your mother he's doing it with.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad. So they're thinking this probably happened over the Thanksgiving weekend. Maybe after a little early eggnog there. I don't know. That's from Virginia. Let's move right along now to an exotic location, Zimbabwe. You know, who's ever been to Zimbabwe, right? As you hear that, you're like, anything can happen in Zimbabwe. And this is one of those stories that is pretty sad and twisted. A man in Zimbabwe was having some problems at home, shall we say. So he went off and rented a hotel room. And then he decided that, he needed a little company. So he decided to hire a prostitute, a hooker. And everything went according to plan. He ordered up a hooker. She arrived, walked in. It was his 20-year-old daughter.
Oh.
Now, talk about some instant karma, all right? I mean, what?
Who? Where do you begin to?
How do you comment on these stories? 20-year-old daughter, just what goes through a man's mind when that happens? And he now, you know, he told the Zimbabwe News, I'm sorry for what I did. I spoke to my wife and my daughter and apologized for my actions because I just want my family back. That family's got a long way to go. A long way to go. But that's the thing, you know, it's always that little twist. If you're going to do these sordid things, you never know how you're going to be taught a big lesson by the universe. So don't do it. Don't do it. It's Christmas time, and every Christmas it seems like there is one of these stories that comes out. Forrest, have you spent any time around Toys R Us lately?
Yes, I have.
Are you familiar with a product of dolls called the You and Me Interactive Triplets?
I've seen them, yes.
Yeah, you've seen them? Okay.
Yes.
You probably should have bought them if you've seen them, because they're becoming very popular and despised right now. It's going viral all over the internet. They say that the dolls start talking when you move your hand around a motion-sensitive thing, and they start saying really bad, nasty things. And I'm trying to think. Let's see. Okay. Here's one of the things that the doll says. And, of course, I can't say this on the radio. But the doll basically is talking to its mother, it sounds like. And the doll says, you crazy blank. All right, that's what everybody is claiming the doll says. It might even be saying some other stuff. I don't know how far this goes. Now, I did watch a video online. And I can hear what they're talking about. But I'm not sure that I completely agree that it was intentional. I don't know, but I would say these things are probably going to come off the shelf. If you can find a set of these now, you probably ought to buy it. It'll be one of those weirdo collector sets, the You and Me Interactive Triplets. So, Shelly, you're a girl, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never bought a bunch of, you know, dolls like this before, but surely in your years you have come across talking dolls. Have you ever found one of these dolls that curses and says nasty, weirdo things?
No, I haven't, and I just don't like dolls. They're creepy. All right, I'm a girl, but they're creepy.
Really?
Yes.
You're not a doll fan?
No, not at all.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I would almost play the audio clip, but I think that it would have to be passed by some program directors first, because I don't know. It's debatable, but your best bet is to just get online and, again, go to YouTube and type in You and Me Interactive Triplets, and you can make your own decision. You can make your own call on that.
That's funny. You can play portions of an exorcism, but not a doll
talking. Yeah, I know. Okay, Forrest, what do you have there, Forrest? What have you brought up on this?
I'm at the that toy site you listed right here, and they're listed there for they're right there. You and Me Interactive Play and Giggle Triplets, You and Me Asian Interactive Triplets, and the You and Me African American Triplets.
So which are the dirty ones?
I don't know. Maybe they're all dirty.
But right now it still has in stock for shipping.
Okay. Well, there you have it. And there's even talk now that maybe sometimes this time of year companies are doing this intentionally to sell as many of them as they can before word gets out and they are pulled from the shelves. I'm not completely buying that either, but it is possible. Maybe that's a good business model for us next year. We'll come out with the filthiest talking doll and try to slip it through the filter at the toy store. Let's go to the UK. Naked British woman, 49, left dangling from balcony of Spanish holiday flat after tumbling over rail while having a good time with her husband. How's that for a long headline? The woman fell several feet before catching her foot between bars. Quote, it isn't a police matter, so she isn't on any charges, but we warn her and her husband to think about, well, safe sex in the future. End quote. God, come on, really? So, out there on a I don't think you should be on a balcony doing this sort of thing, period. But what kind of position were they in where this woman is, she falls over the side? Okay, maybe we've said too much. It's a real story, though. You look like you want to say more about it.
You're just going to stop me right there.
Okay, you know, we're coming up on a break, and there's plenty more news to get in, but we've got the whole hour. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and go in the field and get an update from Commander Y. He has a new conspiracy theory to share with all of us. And you never know what direction it will go. That, when we return, you're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Trust me when I say, don't touch that dial.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some of the most potentially outrageous and controversial news from the past week or so, because that's what we dig into the last hour of this program. And this particular segment, we're going to kick off here with a special report that I've been telling some of you about, because some of the material we discuss on this show is so controversial that we can only bring it to you from individuals disguised in the field. And therefore, we now go to our secret correspondent, a retired military official who knows the truth about everything, or so he says. He has an update for us, something he has discovered. He is joining us from Area 69, and his name is Commander Y. Hello, Commander Y, are you with us? Hello, hello, Commander Y, are you there?
Yes, I have you on this frequency, Joshua.
Okay, great. Now, I know your time's limited. We may be cut off at any point.
I'm here at Area 69. I'm standing on a ridge. This is one of the most classified places on the planet. I could take a bullet at any moment. That's if I'm lucky. They have been known to spend days and days torturing a man's most private and sensitive personal places. Down there, between his legs, I don't want to be too graphic,
right.
But in particular, his left one, I think you know what I mean.
Not exactly, not really, but what's going on there?
Okay, the purpose of this debriefing is to inform you on the ultimate alien agenda, some groundbreaking new material that you and your global audience may find explosive and disturbing.
Okay, very well.
Do you know where chicken McNuggets come from?
Not really. I mean,
okay.
I guess
chicken McNuggets are punched out of chickens. It's very similar to cattle mutilations, in which the backside or rear area of a cow is cored out by some type of high-powered reaming device. Most of this technology was perfected in Dallas, Texas, in November of 1963. Not surprisingly, the same month that John F. Kennedy was assassinated there, his head filled with various bullet holes. Now, he knew about this anal coring process and that feeding these things to the American public was downgrading their IQ gradually, because that part of the anatomy reacts with the fluoride in the water to deteriorate brain cells, creating holes in the frontal lobe. Those are the same cells connected to the pineal gland that allow humans to see extraterrestrials when they waver into our plane from hyperdimensional space using zero-grav technology. The result of all this is an increase in alien activity, which in turn has been destroying the ozone layer for decades, producing immense holes. And that radiation is severely affecting penguins, causing incredible diarrhea in the Arctic penguin population. Now, that nutrition-rich penguin waste is filling the oceans and causing the temperature to rise by 1/100th of a percent, which may sound small, but it's just enough to increase the tidal forces, which are thereby eroding massive continental plates and wearing holes in the geologic shelves that hold our planet together. And I think you can see where this is going.
Not exactly.
Well, let me spell it out for you. Here's the dirty little secret. The reason they're coming here is because they love holes. They have a fascination with holes. They like to create holes. They like to stick things in holes. They like to probe and prod holes. Any and every hole they can find. And when they get you in their cold, slimy hands with those long fingers, God help you, because they will explore every single hole and orifice, even ones you did not know exist. They know, and I know this for a fact. Let me be even more specific.
I'm not sure that we should actually.
To have a probe approximately a million volts.
Well, Commander Y, Forrest, Forrest.
I do mean shoved.
Okay, Commander, Commander. Commander, Commander, Commander. Forrest. Okay, thank you. We have to be careful about some of the details. I mean, this is an FCC broadcast program. Commander Y from Area 69, everyone. Commander Y, thank you for that eye-opening report. Good luck to you, and we look forward to next time. You just, like I say, you never know what direction Commander Y is going to go. He may sound nuts. He may be onto something. It is frightening, though. I will say that for a fact. It is frightening. And it might even tie in to this story that I have from Sweden. I have actually a couple Swedish stories. And this, you know how some people believe that crop circles and the Nazca lines and these sorts of things are beacons for aliens? And I'm not making this up. Again, it's the Dark 30 hour. Right now, there is a mystery that is baffling a community in Stockholm because a wealthy Swedish businessman has learned and been surprised to learn that the vast grounds near his luxurious home feature a large male part that is only visible from the sky. Okay, and I'm serious. I've seen a picture of this. And now imagine you're flying in an airplane and you look down. And, I mean, this thing is enormous. And it is very detailed. Okay, there's like no way this randomly just appeared. This is not like, what do they call it, pareidolia or whatever, where you're making sense out of chaos. This guy has a huge male part on his property.
I want to see a picture.
Well, that can be arranged. In fact, let me just make sure everybody realizes that if you go to speakingofstrange.com, there is a link to our Facebook page. And if you click that link, then you can actually see many of these stories. Mr. Mobius has been kind enough to post that illustrate what we're talking about, that we're not making this stuff up. But we are actually up on our next break here. And when we come back, maybe I'll tell you about this other story from Sweden. And also, you know, I say frequently, I could go into teacher stories every show and just make a whole show out of teacher stories. And we know what teachers are usually up to when they come up here on Speaking of Strange. But actually, this takes it one step further. I'll tell you about the toilet paper scam. Gosh, we got a huge stack. we'll see how far we can get through it. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. It's the Dark 30 Hour, and I'm Joshua P. Warren. Thanks for spending your evening with us, the place to relax and hang out and get your update on the most outrageous and sometimes controversial news as of late, stuff that you may not hear so much in the mainstream news world. In the studio here with producer Forrest Connor, investigator Shelley Wright, and don't forget,
I was saying Commander Y had an interesting story tonight, didn't he?
Well, yeah, I actually see his point. I
mean, yeah, but he always goes a little too far.
He always does, and I'm not sure that, well, I kind of feel like that Commander Y is so full of information, and he's just dying to pour it all out. Sometimes he doesn't understand that
right.
We have certain limitations here on the radio.
Right.
But as insane as some of his theories sound, I can kind of see his point.
Yeah.
I can kind of see the examples in a maybe, and that makes me feel like I'm going a little crazy when I start thinking, maybe Commander Y is right.
Maybe, when he uses the chicken nugget analogy.
Any theory that starts with chicken McNuggets, sign me up.
Okay? Exactly.
That can go down a dark path any way you cut it. So, before the break, and let me remind you, much of the show is brought to you by sunshinesimple.com, which is the solar generator for your home that my team and I created. So, check out sunshinesimple.com. We got some good deals going on now, especially for the holidays. I was talking about Sweden before the break, and I saw this headline, and I scratch my head, as I just now did once again, because the headline says that Sweden is proposing a ban on being intimate with animals. And I thought, proposing a ban? Well, what does that mean?
Isn't that just something we should just self-regulate?
Well,
I mean, really? You need somebody to tell you, no, don't do that? Really?
Apparently, it has been and is legal in Sweden up till now. And that's what I thought was pretty amazing, that, you know, this whole time, all these zoophilia folks are risking jail time when all they have to do is go to Sweden. Man, and of all the things you can find in Sweden, you know, that's what would be there for you. That's what you would, you know, find your jollies with. And they're saying right now that, okay, let me see if I can find specifically. It says that, A new animal welfare law has long been on the cards in Sweden, with the old legislation dating back to 1988. And apparently there's, I mean, ultimately what all this means is that right now you can do this in Sweden. And this story, and I'm not going to get too specific as you can imagine, but this story talks about cats and sea lions and elephants and circus animals. Yeah. Yeah, that's the world we live in. Europe. the free world now, huh? So I mentioned teachers, and I always, you know, I think it's just too easy to make fun of the whole teacher scandal thing because it's so prevalent now. It's just redundant. And, I mean, it's not something you should really make fun of anyway, but it becomes just absurd at a certain point when you just have volumes and volumes and volumes of it. So the BBC, however, is reporting on a 25-year-old teacher. And this is not just restricted to the U.S. This teacher was on a flight from South Africa to Heathrow when the teacher apparently started groping an air steward. Okay, this is a grown man on the flight.
That's a no-no.
And I have seen a picture of this 25-year-old teacher. She's pretty good-looking. And that's another thing about some of these teachers. It's not like that these are just, you know, ugly teachers who are doing this. You look at some of these women and you think, this is a woman who shouldn't have any problem carrying on a normal romantic life. So it shows you this. It's not about that. It's about some kind of deep-seated mental issue. And this woman, 25, claims, well, she just had too much to drink. And she thought this was one of her ex-boyfriends who wasn't even on the plane.
I have never had that much to drink.
She just had, on a plane, you just get little tiny things to drink anyway. You pay like $7 for a shot glass full of something. And, yeah, this woman says that she was so drunk after a couple of these, she was under a, quote, alcohol-induced illusion, end quote, that the steward was somehow one of her boyfriends, and that she grabbed the man very graphically. You can use your imagination. And then it says that she started saying, quote, let me and you go somewhere. You can touch me anywhere you want. I don't mind, end quote. And I'm happy that the steward was like, okay, no, this is ridiculous. Because think if he had taken advantage of this situation. The whole Mile High Club deal would have kicked in. And so right now, she's been suspended from her job as a teacher, says she has an alcohol problem, blah, blah, blah. I just am not buying that, though.
No.
That, you know, people, I fly, you know how often I fly. Every year, I fly everywhere. People are sitting there drinking the whole time. They don't do this sort of thing. You just can't blame this sort of thing on some substance, you know. It's ridiculous. Let's see here. The toilet paper scam. This is a Florida story. A dirty scam, they're calling it. Federal prosecutors in Florida say at least three people working for a septic tank company have duped customers into buying about $1 million in unnecessary products, in some cases enough toilet paper to last more than 70 years. More than a dozen customers were told they needed special toilet paper to avoid ruining their septic tanks because the federal government changed regulations on toilet paper. So the trio now has pleaded guilty. Who are these people who are dumb enough to fall for that 70 years worth of toilet paper? Oh, let's see. From Miami. Right now, Miami's federal jail overrun with strippers posing as paralegals. Just not enough time. We're going to take a break. My gosh, when we come back, we're going to be in the final segment of the show, and I'm trying to figure out whether or not I should read these last stories. It's bad, okay? It really is bad. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange on News Radio 570. Oh, I'm sorry. We're broadcasting from our flagship station, News Radio 570, but you can be hearing it anywhere in the world. We'll be right back. Old habits die hard. Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour in the final minutes of tonight's program. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you really should turn off the radio for the next little bit here. If you're easily offended, it's not for the kiddies. Okay, this is news that I have to read very carefully, but I think I've gotten pretty good at that. I've got three stories here, which all kind of connect in a way, and so, again, turn off the radio, come back. One of the worst sounds in the world, I think we would all agree, is right, the alarm clock going off. You hate that sound. It's the most excruciating sound in the world. Well, there is a company, and I looked at this. It appears to be absolutely legitimate, that thinks they have solved this problem for women. They have a new alarm clock they have created for ladies. And it is an alarm clock that is physically attached to a woman's body. Okay, you look interested in this all of a sudden, Shelley. And instead of waking you up with it starts to wake you up with a sensation, a gradual sensation that grows and grows and grows. And the idea is that you wake up with a smile on your face. And this is a real product, apparently. I mean, I've seen enough to make me believe this is an actual product. And I think people will be buying it. I really do. What do you think?
I agree.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I don't know that there's a version out for men, which would probably, I can envision the design for this thing. But that's perfect stocking stuffer for that special person. And that said, I started following the train of stories here that might somehow be connected, and it led me down a very dark and twisted and weird, disturbing path. Okay. That's just our little springboard there. And the next story comes, and it's not so bad, the next story. It's from Minneapolis. And actually, it's bad, but not in the same way. You'll see what I'm saying. Apparently, there is a problem in Minneapolis with teenagers who are going to school and carrying with them bags of gummy bears. And the problem is these gummy bears have been soaking for days in vodka.
Oh.
So they're sitting there, you know, just all throughout the day at school, just eating these gummy bears. And I know that you're probably not supposed to be sitting around the classroom eating stuff anyway, But it's a lot easier to, you know, munch on some gummy bears. And so, obviously, they're getting pretty messed up all throughout the day. I have no idea if this is brand new or something that's been going on for a long time and has just now made its way into the mainstream news. So I'm reading this story, and they're saying that, you know, obviously this is bad news, that some of these kids are drinking way more than their parents, that it's basically, you know, in some cases, getting kids started on this binge drinking thing. So, you know, if you have a kid and you notice that it seems like this might be happening, well, you know, you can take a lesson. But then that story led me to this story from Phoenix, Arizona. Do you guys know where I'm going with this? No?
Maybe.
You think you have an idea? I read this, and at first I was like, no way. This can't be real. This can't be true. But then I realized this is being reported by CBS News. Okay, this is a CBS News affiliate there in Phoenix. And they are saying that apparently maybe the gummy bear thing triggered this, maybe it's a completely separate phenomenon, but that there is a phenomenon of young ladies out there that are dipping certain feminine products in alcohol and then using those products so that their whole system is absorbing this alcohol throughout the day. Do you know where I'm...
I know where you're going.
You know what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
And I thought, no way. But this CBS, and they start talking about the amount of alcohol that can be stored in this feminine product, and they're saying it's not just girls who are doing this either, by the way. And they're saying that it is extremely dangerous. Duh. I won't even use the name that they've given to this phenomenon on the air. But it says, you know, your breath won't smell like alcohol, so it's easy to hide. But you are absorbing such a massive amount of alcohol in a short period of time, it's very, very dangerous. So don't do this. But that's going to do it for this edition of the program. And, hey, I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!